Iranians from all walks of life have rallied across the nation to condemn Saudi crimes and Bahraini regime's crackdown on dissent. Protesters slammed Riyadh for its aggression against Yemen and the deadly stampede during last year's Hajj rituals. They also denounced Manama for revoking the citizenship of Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says talks between the US and Russia on a cessation of hostilities in the war-hit country could contribute to a political resolution. Stéphane de Mistura added that a ceasefire deal can boost efforts to provide humanitarian aid to Syrians. Meanwhile, South Korean President Park Geun-hye has reacted to North Korea's latest nuclear test, calling the move an act of self-destruction. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also strongly slammed the test as absolutely unacceptable. U.S. President Barack Obama warned North Korea of, quote, serious consequences. And people in Brazil have taken to the streets again to rally against the newly installed government of President Michel Temer. The protesters slammed a recent Senate vote that stripped Dilma Rousseff of the presidency. Rousseff was impeached on charges of manipulating state budget before the presidential election in 2014.